Brother Casey Allen, graduate of the School for Kingdom Evangelizers and pioneer elder from the Edmonton Norwood Congregation, will now consider the next part of this symposium, Future Events That Will Require Courage, Armageddon.
Like a meteorologist, the Bible foretells that a storm is coming. And like many massive storms, think Andrew, Katrina, Maria, this storm has a name as well. Let's turn to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 16. And as we read verses 14 and 16, see if you can find the answer to two questions. First, what is the storm? And second, what is it called? Revelation 16, verse 14. They are in fact expressions inspired by demons, and they perform signs. And they go out to the kings of the entire inhabited earth to gather them together to the war of the great day of God the Almighty. Let's read verse 16. And they gathered them together to the place that is called in Hebrew, Armageddon. So did you notice what the storm is? It's a war, the war of the great day of God the Almighty. And what is it called? Armageddon. Now, what will get this storm started? Well, you may have noticed in the first part of verse 14, this interesting phrase, expressions inspired by demons. This evidently is demonic propaganda that will motivate the nations of this earth to take action, to directly oppose Jehovah and his people. However, whose war is it really? Well, it's in the description. It's the war of God the Almighty. It's Jehovah's day. He will set the stage. He will choose the moment for this showdown. There will be no doubt in anyone's mind on that day that it is Jehovah that is acting. What else do we know about this event? Well, if we turn a few pages over to Revelation 19, we can read about the role that Christ Jesus has during this war. Revelation 19, we're going to read verse 15. And our King, Christ Jesus, is described in this glorious military position that he has. Chapter 19, verse 15. And out of his mouth protrudes a sharp, long sword with which to strike the nations. And he will shepherd them with a rod of iron. What is Christ's role? He is executioner of nations. At this time, evidently, those who were already judged as goats will feel the effects of this sharp, long sword that Jesus has. They will depart into everlasting cutting off or eternal destruction. Yes, Jesus will act. Thus, we get to another purpose of, or to a purpose of Armageddon. Key purpose is to cleanse the earth of wickedness. Just like we wash the grime off our car after the end of that long Alberta winter and it sparkles, the earth too will sparkle. Is there another purpose to this incredible event? Yes. As we read in chapter 16 and verse 14, God will magnify himself. He will sanctify himself before the nations, and people will know that he is Jehovah. Will there be survivors? Yes. There will be a great crowd that will survive the great tribulation. Another fascinating aspect that will occur, or event that will occur just prior to Armageddon, is all remaining ones that will still be on the earth at that time will be gathered to heaven just before Armageddon. Why? In Revelation 2 and verse 27, it says that Christ's anointed brothers too will shepherd the nations with an iron rod. Yes, they too will act with Christ Jesus and his mighty angels to execute judgment on the nations. Are there some things that we don't know about this event? Yes. For instance, there are several things that will occur between the attack of Gog of Magog and the outbreak of the War of Armageddon. One of those is the celestial phenomenon. Will that be a distinct event that stands out on its own, or will it overlap with other events? We're not sure about the timing. Another question, how exactly will Jehovah execute his enemies? Well, again, we do not know. When the Bible does talk about this great day, it describes it in graphic terms. So will Jehovah use extreme weather, rain, hail, wind, snow, to execute his enemies? He could. Will Jehovah cause his enemies to become confused and slaughter one another? Will Jehovah cause a deadly disease to cause the flesh, tongue, and eyes of his enemies to literally rot away? Now, these descriptions are graphic. Some of them may be figurative or symbolic. Others could be literal. We have yet to see. But in any case, they paint a picture that shows that God, or the fate of God's enemies, is sure. They are doomed. Do you think thus that courage will be required to survive that great day? How can we build courage now to be prepared for that day? Friends, please watch the following dramatization.
So, brothers, we're almost done. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share what happened with my group. The Monroes asked if I would join them on one of their family worship evenings.
So let's ask our final review question. How can we prepare ourselves for the events that are to come? Sarah?
We want to develop heartfelt obedience to the guidance that we receive now, so that we'll obey any future instructions Jehovah may give us. So doing this will help us survive Armageddon. Mm-hmm.
Well said. Very nice, dear.
May I ask Brad a question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Brad, I notice you've really been focused on that picture. Do you mind if I ask what you're thinking about?
Well, will the brothers tell us how to fight the people who will be attacking us?
We won't need to do any fighting.
Now what will we need the instructions for? Are we just going to stand there and do nothing?
We don't know what those instructions will be, son.
Brad, when Armageddon comes, we'll have nothing to worry about. And we won't have to fight. We know that because of what Jehovah has done for us people in the past. I'd like to show you an account. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. It was a time when Moabites and Ammonites started the war against the land of Judah, who's been ruled by King Jehoshaphat. Some of those Israelites were likely anxious, just like you. Jehoshaphat gathered Judah at the temple and began to inquire of Jehovah. And Jehovah caused a Levite named Jehaziel to give an answer that gave everyone courage.
What did he say?
Do not be afraid or be terrified because of this large crowd. For the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not need to fight this battle. Take your position. stand still and see the salvation of Jehovah in your behalf. Jehovah turned the enemies against each other. By the time the Israelites arrived, not one soldier was left.
It was obvious that Brad's courage was strengthened after reviewing this Bible account. And I'm happy to say that after our discussions, the friends in our group are more aware of how their own acts of courage now will help them be courageous in the future. Enough from me. It's your turn, Albert.
Friends, as that video showed, our God has a special skill. Do you know what it is? 2 Peter 2 and verse 9 says that Jehovah knows how to rescue people of godly devotion. Jehovah knows. He's done it before. Jehovah doesn't need to watch a YouTube tutorial or read a how-to manual to know how to save his people. So how can we build courage? We can meditate on these past acts that Jehovah has done in behalf of his loyal ones and how they will help us in the future. Are you worried about the safety of your family on that dark day? Well, then think deeply about Noah and his family and how Jehovah, as the Bible describes, carried them safely through the ark. Are you scared of what's going to happen that day? Well, then meditate on the Israelites standing before the Red Sea with the Egyptian armies at their back and Jehovah telling them, "Do not be afraid." And then the actions that backed up that assurance. Are you worried about the violence that will occur on that day? Well, then, as we saw in that wonderful video, King Jehoshaphat and his people were told, "You will not need to fight this battle. Jehovah fought it for them." Are you concerned that you'll make it through? Well, then picture the rays of dawn on Daniel's face as he came out of a long, dark night from the lion's den, as the Bible describes, completely unharmed. Yes, this great storm, Armageddon, the war of the great day of God the Almighty, will be a dark, terrifying, deadly day for much of mankind. And while most people will be faint out of fear for what is happening, we will stand in stark contrast. Yes, Jehovah's courageous people, you and I, we will stand up straight and lift up our heads, confident that our deliverance is near.